Hey, well, good day, everybody. This is sure interesting. I'm standing behind the pulpit here, and my audience is the sound engineer and the videographer, which is Travis and Ethan. And you are our audience as you tune in, listening to this message. I, along with a lot of other pastors throughout the United States, we're doing church differently today. Next Sunday, and we'll see what happens after that. But we are still seeking the desire to worship the Lord and to communicate the Word of God and to somehow fellowship with one another. So this is interesting. We are doing church different. I know one of the truths that we have been reminded of this past week, and I've seen this post on Facebook several times, it says, with church doors shutting across America, it is time for us to show that the church has never been about the building. We are the church, and that is true. Church is more than just a Sunday gathering. The church can still be the church in the world regardless of where and when and how often we meet. We can be Jesus' hands and feet in our world serving others. Yet, I will tell you, I sure miss gathering with you today. This is temporary, we trust, and God is still on the throne. So today's message is from the book of Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. When life is difficult, I default to the book of Psalms. Every emotion that we can experience is found in this great book. It is rich with comfort and encouragement. It has hope and confidence because God, the great king of this universe, is the focus of Psalms, and God is in control. For today, there's a phrase that's found in the book of Psalms a number of times that I would like for us to focus on. It is the phrase, at all times. While we may be taking a break from gathering together in our houses of worship, we cannot take a break from our relationship with God. These can be done, that we're going to be looking at today, any place at any time. Regardless of our political or our cultural situations that we are living in, regardless of our location, our age, our gender, or our economic position, these things that we're going to be looking at in Psalms today can be done as acts of worship at all times. So take your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms. If you don't have your Bible in front of you, put this on pause, go and get it, and hit play again and follow along as we go through 4 points that I want to make this morning. So we're going to look at 4 verses in the book of Psalms. So this is a 4-point outline if you want to take notes. So here we go. Turn to Psalms chapter 34, verse 1. This is what it says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is a psalm of praise during an hour of trial. David is on the run. Yet David resolves to continually bless God in all of his circumstances. The superscription on this chapter is a psalm of David when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. This is a very tough time for David. Life is difficult. It's not easy. Things aren't going well at all. And yet he begins this psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The word bless means to give thanks, to praise. This is always in season. There's always an occasion for blessing. David's extreme trial is proof that we can praise God during any circumstance, regardless of our lot in life. You know, listen to our conversations, and many times we complain. We need to spend time giving thanks. When we go to prayer, we often spend most of our time asking. We need to spend a lot of time as well giving thanks. Luther is quoted as saying, the devil is a chronic grumbler. The Christian ought to be a living doxology. Charles Spurgeon, the great English preacher, wrote, "The Lord hath by right a monopoly in his creature's praise. He who praises God for mercies shall never lack mercy for which to praise. To bless the Lord is never unseasonable." Amen to that. Even when life doesn't go perfect like it is right now, even when we live from one crisis to another, there still can be something that we can be thankful for and bless God for. Remember Job in his trials and his tribulations that he experienced? In Job chapter 2, right away, Job reminds his wife, those around him, his wife says, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity?" Cursed God and died. And his response was, "You speak as one who is foolish. Shall I indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips." Let us bless God at all times. One of my favorite Bible verses, Philippians 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice." Psalm 34, first verse reminds us of this. Psalm 34, by the way, is an alphabetical psalm. Each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins each verse. The first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is all about, "I will bless the Lord at all times." God desires to hear our thanks at all times. Don't take a vacation from saying, "Thank you, Lord." So what are you thankful for today? What are you thankful for today? Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's safety and the provisions that God has given to you. I trust that you have a nice home to live in. God's provided for your needs. Do you realize that the other day, Thursday, was the first day of spring? I completely missed that. Praise the Lord, we're heading to the season of spring and to summer. That is something for which I'm thankful for. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's the first one. The second one is turn to Psalm chapter 62, verse 8. Psalm chapter 62, verse 8. This is another Psalm of David. It reads this, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah." Trust means firm reliance on the integrity, the ability, or the character of a person, confident belief in them. It's active faith in them. Who is the best person to trust? Trust in God. God is our refuge. Trust in God is the highest act or exercise of our faith. For God at all times is worthy of our confidence, and we at all times are in need of his grace and power. God will never let us down. Verse 8 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah." Look at the context of this. Verses 5 through 7 gives us the context. Notice the word "my" as I read these three verses. How many times "my" is repeated? "My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Therefore, verse 8, trust in him at all times. D.L. Moody says, "Trust in yourself and you will be doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. Trust in reputation and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God and you will never be confounded in time or eternity." Praise the Lord. The rest of this verse, pour out your heart before him. This may speak in times of grief when we can empty out our heart to him. God is a wonderful counselor. We don't need to hide anything from God. We can open up our heart to him. He hears us and comforts us. We can find rest in Him always. He is a refuge for us. In Him is safety and shelter and security and sufficiency. And then the verse ends with the word Selah, which simply means think about it. So think about it. What can we do at all times? What can you do right now? Besides, I will bless the Lord at all times, you also can trust in God at all times. Fast forward to the New Testament. Some of the great words of Jesus. John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus saves. Jesus Christ is our refuge and our strength. Jesus Christ took our sins on the cross. He bore them on the cross. For Him we have salvation. We have the Holy Spirit who lives within us. We can trust in Him because He is ever present in us. Jesus saves. So don't take a vacation from continually trusting in God at all times. The third thing we can look at today, turn to Psalm chapter 106, verse 3. Psalm 106, verse 3. How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Practice. Love that word. A lifestyle of obedience. A habit of doing what is right. This is a psalm of national confession. Since the Lord is so good and so worthy to be praised, it must be for our happiness to obey Him. At all times, the godly should want to obey Him. Remember the hymn, trust and obey? For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We need to practice what we preach. We need to practice what is commanded of us from the Holy Scriptures. We need to do the things, say the things, think the things that are righteous. Holiness is happiness. When we resist God's commands, we basically say, God, I know more than you do. Let me do it my way. Remember Elvis's song? I did it my way? Please. That should not be your theme song. We need to do it God's way. When we leave the road of righteousness, we will be lost when we make our own detours. When we make decisions in life, we need to ask, is it your will, O Lord? Is this right? Is this the right thing to do? What does your word say we should do to practice righteousness? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Do not take a break from obedience. Do not take a break from obedience. We can get caught up in our life sometimes, and we can kind of slip away from faithfulness. Even during times like this, we can kind of get sidetracked by the emergencies that we face. We cannot take a vacation. We cannot take a break from living a godly and a holy life. We need to practice righteousness at all times. And finally, the last one that I want to look at in this message this morning is from Psalms 119, verse 20. Of course, if you're going to take a message from the book of Psalms, you have to hit this chapter. A chapter all about the Word of God. Psalms 119, verse 20, it says, my soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. The NIV translates this, my soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. Psalms 119, 176 times, the psalmist writes about the Word of God, the ordinances, the testimonies, the judgments, the rules, the laws that God has provided for us in His Word. His Word is our laws. We need to long after them at all times. Our society runs by arbitrary laws that change with people's ideas. The laws that we're living under right now and this situation that we're living under is changing by the day. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what the government is going to change in our life. But one thing we can be certain is God's laws, God's ordinances never change. Amen to that. The Bible is God's laws. It's unchanging. It's uncompromising. They're all-encompassing. They are timeless. They are timely. They are absolute and eternal. And they are for our good, and they are for our glory. Open up the Word of God and let it speak to you. At all times, we want to do what the Scriptures say. At all times, our heart should have a deep desire to open up this book and let it speak to our heart, to our life, to our circumstances. The Scripture is not any other book. It is the book of books. Do you love your Bible? I have favorite Bibles. This is one of them. This is my Ryrie Study Bible that I've actually had recovered. My wife has a favorite Bible that she just had recovered. I have other Bibles in my offices that I have treasured. Do you treasure your Bible or Bibles? Do you have your Bible on your phone? I have the Bible on my phone. Reference it every day. Comes in awfully handy when I'm unable to be close to a book. It's on my phone. The Bible is God's holy, holy word. I have a bookmark in one of my Bibles. It's put out by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And I've seen these quotes before, but let me read to you the descriptions of the Bible from this bookmark. The Bible reveals the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts binding, its histories are true, its declarations are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, heaven is open and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject, our good is its design, the glory of God is its end. It should fill your memory, rule your heart, and guide your feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is given in life, will be opened in judgment, and will be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and will condemn all those who trifle with its sacred contents. Owned, it is riches. Studied, it is wisdom. Trusted, it is salvation. Loved, it is character. And obeyed, it is power. That's God's word. Trust it at all times. Long after God's word at all times. Don't take a vacation from this book. Lord, I love your word. I want to obey your word. Well, there's 4 points today that we can learn from, that we can grow in, that we can do regardless whether we're sheltered at home, unable to work, unable to come to church. Whatever our circumstances are, we still can do all of these things in our relationship with God. We can bless the Lord at all times. We can trust in Him at all times. We can practice righteousness at all times. We can long after God's ordinances at all times. It has been said, the Lord wants our precious time, not our spare time. He wants our first fruits, not our leftovers. We need to be full-time Christians. And we saw 4 elements today from just the book of Psalms that help us to live daily and hourly a life of believers. There is one more verse that we can look at from God's perspective. At all times, we are seeking to serve the King of Kings. God at all times is working in our lives for His children. Psalm chapter 10, verse 5. His ways prosper at all times. There. We have confidence in our great God. He takes care of us. He blesses us. His ways are always right. His ways prosper at all times. Well, there it is. I trust you're making the most out of being sheltered at home. Look at extra family time you have. Look at the extra time you have to open up the Bible and study God's Word or to pray. I'm reminded of a verse in the New Testament that takes us back to the gospel. The last verse in 1 Peter. It reminds us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I trust that that is true in your life, with Jesus as your Savior, with the Word of God as your guidebook, with the glory of God as your goal. You can live out these truths. You can honor God and in your life, even in the midst of this circumstance that's difficult for us as Americans, for our world. May the Christians shine through this whole thing. May we be the examples to our world of godliness and goodness in the midst of a crisis that we're going through. So may God bless you, and trust that we can see you again real soon. Thank you very much.